Bernie, before we talk about polls, Bernie's one of the smartest guys I know. I love to talk politics with him and political issues. Bernie, I know you watched the gubernatorial debate last night. What'd you take home from that?
Well, in terms of the skills as debaters comparing the two candidates, Virge Brennero clearly has experience debating, and Rick Snyder does not. However, I think there was a low bar in terms of what Snyder had to accomplish, and he didn't make any mistakes. Verge, I'm not sure, scored enough points to change the lay of the land in terms of where voter opinion is, although there are some doubts among Snyder supporters. He was able to move between our last two polls numbers down for favorability numbers for Snyder, and a lot of those folks became undecided about him. Maybe some of those were attracted to Brennero last night, but he has a real high mountain to climb in terms of the outcome, and I'm not sure that he really changed a whole heck of a lot last night.
Bernie, before we talk about your latest poll, I wanted to get your take. You know, I've got two and a half pages of notes. But, you know, I came away from that. I didn't get enough meat, enough substance about what they were going to do. I thought that Snyder had maybe better ideas, if you will, and elaborated on those more. But in whole, I walked away from that saying, I don't know enough about much about how they're going to handle situations. What did you think?
Well, Snyder kept talking about a 10-point plan, but I don't think anyone has ever really heard him describe the 10-point plan other than saying, check out my website and you can read it. I have not heard an occasion where he specified what those 10-point parts of his plan were, and he really didn't get into that last night either.
Well, let's talk about the latest Epic MRA poll.
Well, between September and this first poll in October, and by the way, there will be another one before the election, we went from a 24-point lead for Rick Snyder over Virge Brennero to a 20-point lead. It was 53-29, and now it's 49-29. Brennero has not moved in the overall numbers, although some of the internals would show that there's been some significant moves among key groups. For example, one group that has changed that I think is bad news for Virge Brennero is that Rick Snyder is now leading among union members, 49-36, and that number reflects almost to the percentage point the favorability ratings of the two candidates among union members. And so to not have union members at this juncture of the campaign supportive of Virge Brennero, that is a serious problem for him, and would suggest that he's got a long way to go. And he's in the previous poll had 66% of Democrats supporting him. Now he's got 68%. He was only up by 3 points in the previous poll among pro-choice voters. Now he's up by 8 points among pro-choice voters. He's improved his position a little bit among men, but still trailing badly. And he has dropped a little bit among women voters. So other than causing Snyder's numbers to drop in favorability from 50% down to 42%, and most of those moving to undecided in terms of favorability towards Snyder, all of the advertisements that have been paid for either by Brennero or on his behalf have not really moved the needle a whole heck of a lot.
Polls are just a sampling of how voters may react. I know there is a chance for a give and take in those polls, but what I find interesting from what you just told me, Bernie, is the UAW is putting a lot of time, effort, and money into Virge Brennero's campaign, but the union membership is not listening.
That would surely seem to be the case, and I don't know what messages they are providing, but I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that Rick Snyder, during the primary, introduced himself and gave background about him, how he began reading at eight years old, and a lot of other things in terms of interesting points about his background and how he was raised, and that has never been part of the advertising campaign by Virge Bernero, although there is a website. Video presentation that does that. That's not been part of his advertising campaign, and people really didn't hear about his background other than for a brief moment in the debate last night where he talked about his Italian heritage and how he grew up and what have you. Aside from that, people really don't have a sense of who he is, and that's part of the problem. You can attack your opponent and maybe raise doubts, but if voters don't feel comfortable about you, and right now at 27% favorable and 36% unfavorable for Virge, he doesn't have the kind of favorability rating to make people feel comfortable moving toward him after doubts are raised about Snyder, whether it's outsourcing or having a company providing jobs in China, that this issue about Dicera and having an R&D facility in China, that's kind of up in the air, and I think that that'll probably be the subject of a lot of attention by the media in the coming days, but because there does seem to be a conflict about it. But Virge just did not seem to score the kind of points that he would need to really move numbers in his way.
Bernie Porn is with Epic MRA. Bernie, thanks so much. Appreciate the knowledge.
Anytime. Take care, Tony.